Haywood Boot and Shoe Company, Wachusett Building, 68 to 80 Winter Street. This large brick factory building was built in 1879 for Samuel R. Haywood, owner and head of the Haywood Boot and Shoe Company. Boot and shoe manufacturing was one of Worcester's major 19th century industries. Samuel Haywood came to Worcester from nearby Princeton in 1855 to work in the wholesale boot and shoe business of fellow townsman Edward A. Goodnow. He purchased Goodnow's business in 1856, and in 1864, the firm began the actual manufacture of boots. The company's name was changed to S.R. Haywood & Company in 1873. Haywood began to manufacture finer grades of shoes in the 1880s. The company had switched over to shoemaking exclusively by 1899 with a capacity of 1,000 pairs a day. The Haywood shoe, known for its excellent quality, was sold throughout the United States and abroad. After Samuel Haywood's death in 1913, the business remained in the hands of the family until 1941. The company ceased manufacturing operations here at that time, but operated a shoe outlet in the building until 1961. The Winter Street facade is marked with a disc-shaped granite plaque inscribed Wachusett Building, 1879. The pitched roof that originally rose above the plaque was later removed for an addition of a flat-roofed extra story, but the plaque still survives in its original location. Over time, in order to accommodate Haywood's growing business, additions were made to extend the building to the right of the plaque. To allow further rear additions, houses and tenements that stood behind the factory were displaced. Today, this former factory building serves mixed uses. The upper floors are currently being converted to residential condominiums, while businesses occupy the ground floor. On the west end of the four-story Harding Street facade can be seen a neighborhood landmark, the ghost of a painted wall sign advertising the Haywood Company.
At the corner of Winter and Harding Streets, turn right and proceed north up Harding Street to return to Union Station. While following this path, keep in mind that the Blackstone Canal remains buried under this street.